These are underwater sounds made by humpback whales as they pass near Bermuda in the spring. They were recorded through a hydrophone, which is a kind of underwater microphone. The water is very deep, and the sounds are echoing off the undersurfaces of waves and from the submarine canyons and ridges on the island slope. If you listened for a long time, you would hear that the sounds are organized into definite repeating patterns. So we call them songs, just as we refer to bird songs or frog songs. Unlike bird songs, humpback songs are very long, 6 to 30 minutes, and are strung together without pauses between them. They are probably the longest, loudest, and slowest songs in nature. good way to hear the patterned structure of humpback songs is to speed them up to birdsong speeds. This song is sped up 14 times. It's the only speed change on this record. Here is part of the same song played at its natural speed and pitch, just the way other whales hear it. All the sounds are made by one whale, both the high squeaky tones and the low rumbly ones. We'll be right back. Humpback whales are not only singers, but also irrepressible composers. They may be the only animal besides man for which this is true. All the whales in an area are constantly changing their shared song in little ways. Every week, the song gets a few new touches, and after a few years, the old song has been entirely replaced, and everyone is singing a new song. Here's a song recorded 5 years after the one we just heard.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Is Hawaii. The songs are different from those in Bermuda, but they have the same form. This is a Hawaiian humpback song. Because this whale was in shallower water, the booming echoes of the deep are less apparent.
Mm-hmm.
Such as krill, in underwater nets made of air bubbles, which they release while encircling the school. The strange steam engine sound is the whale spinning its bubble net, followed by the burble of rising bubbles, and finally the net spinners spouting breath at the surface.
Thank you. controversy when you have to explain to bad man when them back you up round the lane. Holla bad woman, when she says she want a little bit of fame. Are you gonna admit that you were biting at the game just for fame? And what's up with these cats with material game? Big cars and whips, that's a big, big shame. All chain, hanging on the road, I drag on the lane. Before it's too late, try maintain. I say keep the faith, or else you end up in a shame. I hope the next hit you make will elevate you and you brain. I make it possible, I say come once again. I make it possible, or else we depend the gates once again. Or else we gonna be pan the case.
Because this jam serious, running like a thermos.
With a cast of us now in a rush. Well, well, kill a follow sweet, sweet. Like the water in a coconut. If Kayan should stop the dance flat, well,
this jam serious, running like a thermos. Now come with us now in a rush.
Well, well, kill a fabulous sweet, sweet. Like water in a coconut. If I should stop the dance, would I? I'm rough, no blar, nah, no war. No one like say you is the only shining star. To be truthfully frank, it's all about dank. Naturally, our song you will have to crank 1 to 9. Anything else just on that read blank. Something special, for instance, to artists who read blank. And them get with thirsty, so now we have to drink. It's all about dank. Somebody else will say give thanks. After intermission, a woman says she want to feel the spank or the plank. She pull me one side and says she want to get plank. Well, me just draw in the data and pose in a mechan. And then me and I pose, laugh in a one bar. The two of we start to par. Everything was ivy. She tell me that she want to have my baby. Me say, okay, it is all it can be. So we have to leave right now in a hurry. Cause this a one serious, boiling like a thermos. No fuss, no rush, I sing well. With me sweet like water in a coconut. If I should stop, the dance would have flop. Well, it's instant dread. No follow pose and take but a disrespect. Silent river run deep, so you better dig this check. All of the dance overnight success. Artists want to adapt and want to persist. Like a them make the people them craze. But are we boiling up the chart and a blaze? Are we make the chemics come just a ace? Are we make the people them jump around and say, yeah, 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 yeah. We get them amazed because, well, this is one serious. Artists with overnight success. No for them addition to want to amaze.
for them a perpetrate and can't even face. A true artist when him Killer Fabulous went crazy, and I blaze up the chart overnight just for days. But now we shining up and the people get amazed. A we them buffer, a we them chauffeur, a we them a push up for, and I just we them crazy. Because this a one serious, whining like a thermos.
One of the loveliest nights I have ever spent at sea was on April 13th, 1970. It wasn't calm, and our little boat bowed and dipped and turned among the high waves left over from a storm. But the whales, deep inside those same waves, were aloof to all the turmoil at the surface, and their sounds were peaceful and serene. The recording you will now hear was carried on board a Voyager spacecraft into outer space. The reason for including such a strange message, one of many greetings from Earth, is that there is a remote chance, sometime within the next 1.2 billion years, the expected lifetime of the spacecraft, that some other spacefaring civilization may find this bottle tossed into the cosmic ocean and decode its message from Earth. That idea stops my heart. The songs of whales, so long confined within the vaults of the sea, have in the span of just 20 years burst through its surface, flowed over the land, conquered the hearts of their age-old enemy, man, and are now bound on a 1.2 billion year journey that will spread them throughout the galaxy.
Thank you.
A good way to hear the patterned structure of humpback songs is to speed them up to birdsong speeds. This song is sped up 14 times. It's the only speed change on this record. Here is part of the same song played at its natural speed and pitch, just the way other whales hear it. All the sounds are made by one whale, both the high squeaky tones and the low rumbly ones. Humpback whales are not only singers, but also irrepressible composers. They may be the only animal besides man for which this is true. All the whales in an area are constantly changing their shared song in little ways. Every week, the song gets a few new touches, and after a few years, the old song has been entirely replaced, and everyone is singing a new song. Here's a song recorded 5 years after the one we just heard. Humpback whales gather and sing near many other tropical islands, and one of these is Hawaii. The songs are different from those in Bermuda, but they have the same form. This is a Hawaiian humpback song. Because this whale was in shallower water, the booming echoes of the deep are less apparent. One of the loveliest nights I have ever spent at sea was on April 13th, 1970. It wasn't calm, and our little boat bowed and dipped and turned among the high waves left over from a storm. But the whales, deep inside those same waves, were aloof to all the turmoil at the surface, and their sounds were peaceful and serene.